Well, the state of Arizona, can they elect their first Democrat in 30 years to the Senate this November? Well, brand spanking new poll from Emerson Polling right now. So, Professor Kimball, you've got it. Give everybody else. Can they?
Well, when we talk about the Senate, Larry, I think the Democrats are putting up a strong candidate in Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema. We did a poll and asked Democratic primary voters who they were going to vote for, and she was leading in that race by about 40, 50 points. So most likely she will be the nominee, and the question will be who she'll go against on the Republican side. And the Republicans have a congresswoman as well running, Martha McSally. She's out of the 2nd District. And then they have Kelly Ward, who ran against John McCain in 2016 in the Republican primary, and then Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And it looks in that race like the Republicans are going to nominate Martha McSally. She's up about 15 points over both Ward and Arpaio. And Ward and Arpaio might be splitting their vote, and so that might give a pathway for McSally, who's a former military and, as I mentioned, a congresswoman. So she's had to deal with how to endorse the president and whether to endorse, because in 2016 she kind of stayed away. Now she's kind of full front with the president. So that's going to be a real interesting race. We did a couple of head-to-head matchups, and we can see when voters look at Sinema next to, you know, Arpaio, she's up by 24 points. But then when she goes against Ward, that number drops down to 16. And against McSally, it's an 8-point spread. And Sinema's numbers drop to 40. She gets as high as 54% of the vote against Arpaio. So it looks like the race is still fluid, but at this point, it looks like this could be a seat that the Democrats pick up.
Oh, wow. Well, to the executive, the last Democrat to sit as governor in the desert not that long ago, former DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano. General feeling is, though, it would still be considered an upset if Doug Ducey were to be replaced. So, Spence, what do you got there?
Yeah, this is interesting race. We have Ducey's approval rating around 31%. We have the president. President Trump's around 43%. So you can see that people are not really happy with the governor. The Republican primary looks not really competitive against Ken Bennett. Ducey looks like he's up about 2-1. But on the Democratic side, they're trying to put up a candidate that they think can increase maybe the Latino vote. And that's what you see in David Garcia, the professor. He's got about 30% in the primary, in Democratic primary. Steve Farley, the elected official, he's at about 13%. So it looks like it's Garcia's race to win. About half of the voters, though, in the Democratic primary are still undecided. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But it's an important race. And the next governor, depending on the health of John McCain, may be appointing a United States senator for a remainder of the term. So this is a race I think the Republicans and Democrats are looking at because of the other implications it might have.
Yeah, that's almost 4 more years there. So that is a 2-for-1-er. Closing on this generic ballot test, all the results right now are up on the Emerson polling website, emerson.edu/polling. So you got the Democrats leading 44-40. You're the analysis man. Give us the details.
Yeah, so the Democrats, you know, on a generic test in the state are, you know, it's basically a statistically dead heat. But, it's not all bad news for the Republicans. It looks like in the 1st District, they might have a chance against O'Halloran. And potentially in the 2nd District, you're going to look at McSally. The Republicans are going to have to defend that seat. It looks like something that might become competitive as well. And we looked up in the 8th district, you know, Debbie Lesko, who just got elected. She looks like she might have a very difficult race in 2018. And so these are going to be some of the important races for them to look at and see if the Democrats are able to flip the House. But obviously, the Senate race here would be a key one, as Flake is retiring, and this would flip a Senate race as well, potentially in the desert.